Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. For many years, I've been a fan of the T-Mobile $30 plan, which is 5 gigs of high-speed data, 100 voice minutes, and unlimited text. Well, I've been using that plan for quite some time. My son recently also got one of those plans. Well, the long and the short of it is that it's become a little bit more problematic to use for my wife to use her phone. And it's not just, and at home has been the primary issue, but it seems like that there's been more. She's had more dropped calls or problems sending texts and that kind of stuff. So she asked me the other day. She said, "Well, you know, what are my other options, right? Because, we don't want to spend a ton of money because, we do that plan because it was cost effective. But it's like, okay, well, what are my other options?" And so based on not having to buy another phone, because, of course, the iPhones that we have are unlocked, I said, okay, well, maybe we could look at Cricket. And I went and looked, and it's like, okay, well, yeah, right now for 2 lines, it's $70, a little bit more expensive, but not insanely so. And generally, the service is good because it's on AT&T, and I've been using AT&T for years around here, and I haven't had any serious issues. I mean, yeah, occasionally calls will drop or something, but anyway, it'll be better experience, and as I say, it's on something with a bigger network, so hopefully it'll solve a lot of the other issues that we're having. So I switched them over. It actually didn't, Cricket kind of made it difficult to do the sign up. You can only create like one account at a time or something. It was, but I ended up having to go buy a couple of SIM cards locally. Fortunately, there's a GameStop in Gig Harbor that is a Cricket wireless authorized reseller, whatever the term they use. And I ended up having to call because I'd placed an order online. I realized that it was probably going to, it wasn't going to arrive exactly when I needed it to. So I ended up having to call, got it all sorted out, and I got a bunch of bill credits. And as a result, because some deal expired when I had done it. So, but yeah, they're both on Cricket now, and they're part of Cricket Nation or whatever the term is. Been kind of fun watching their Twitter account poke fun at John Ledger, the CEO of T-Mobile. Come on, Cricket is basically AT&T, so it's but they don't have quite the bombastic ego or whatever it is that John Ledger has. And honestly, I like what T-Mobile is trying to do, but the reality is it's not a good deal if it doesn't work for you, and sadly, that's kind of where we're at. And yeah, I could, it might be better with new phones, and T-Mobile's definitely added new spectrum, but these are older iPhones that my wife and my son have. And since I didn't really want to make that investment, it seems like that was the better deal. Happy to pay a little bit more, I guess. Sadly, my son will have less high speed data. It won't affect my wife. My wife uses no high speed data, so it really doesn't matter, but hopefully she'll be able to send text from the house. At least I haven't heard any complaints yet, but anyway, and then eventually my daughter will join them, and then it will, when we decide that she's ready to have a line with a data service on it, then maybe we'll do this. We can add a line. It's actually, hopefully by then Cricket still has the same deal going, because each line you add, you get a progressive discount on it. So, but anyway, we'll see how it all works. And sorry, T-Mobile, love you, but your service doesn't work, at least for my family. So we're going to, I don't know. I mean, still technically a customer. I got a couple of SIM cards that still have pay-as-you-go data on them, or pay-as-you-go voice minutes on them, and they'll probably keep using them until they run out or... but anyway, it's just one of those, it's a problem. Yeah, that's a deal with cell phone service. It's probably why Verizon thinks it can charge more money and get, yes, call it a better value, kind of like the cable companies, right? They had the audacity to raise their prices and say it's a better value. Well, not really. Verizon does have a good network, but, and for some people that might be the only choice, but for them to not call it a price increase, I mean, it's just like the cable company, but sadly all the carriers are like that. And, I like to stick with the cheaper options if possible, because yeah, they don't need any more of my money than I'm already giving them.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.